prayers have always been an important part of Christian worship. In our worship this morning, let us direct our attention to God through prayers Jesus made for the church, the prayer he taught his disciples to pray, and through other great prayers of Christian leaders. Let us look first at the Gospel according to John, chapter 17. These words spoke Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the works which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifest thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me. They have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee. They have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldst take them out of the world, but that thou shouldst keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Augustine exerted tremendous influence upon theology and the church. Yet Augustine, like many of modern man, went through a period of searching to find the truth and purpose for his life. In the Confessions, he records some of these experiences. In reality, all of the confessions are addressed to God. It is the first prayer that we read as we pray this morning. Thou art great, O Lord, and greatly to be praised. Thy power is great, and of thy wisdom there is no number. To praise thee is the wish of man, who is but a part of thy creation. Man who carries about with him his own mortality, who carries about the evidence of his sin, and the evidence that thou resistest the proud. And yet to praise thee is the wish of man, who is but a part of thy creation. Thou dost bestir him so that he takes delight in praising thee, for thou hast made us for thee, and our heart is unquiet till it finds its rest in thee. Grant unto me, O Lord, to know and to understand whether to first invoke thee or to praise thee, whether first to know thee or to invoke thee. But who invokes thee without knowing thee? For he who knows thee not might invoke another being in thy stead. Or art thou rather invoked in order that thou mayest be known? Indeed, how are they to invoke him in whom they have not believed? Or how are they to believe if no one preaches? And they shall praise the Lord that seek him. For they who seek shall find him, and they who find him shall praise him. May I seek thee, O Lord, by invoking thee, and may I invoke thee by believing in thee. For thou hast been preached to us. My faith invokes thee, O Lord, that faith which thou hast given me, which thou hast breathed into me through the humanity of thy Son, through the ministry of thy preacher. Amen.
Through our Christian history, we have many men who speak to us in our contemporary situation. And I think one of these men who speaks to us very dearly today is St. Francis of Assisi. Join with me now as we hear his words for today. Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born to eternal life.
I have chosen the prayer of John Calvin as found in Dr. Clyde Manchurit's book entitled Prayers of the Reformers. It comes from the chapter entitled Prayers for the Church, Unity, and Ecumenicity. Grant, Almighty God, to us who now are terrified on every side, that we may learn to raise our eyes above the world and to hope for that which is now hidden from us, even that in executing thy judgments on the church as well as on unbelievers, thou wilt be merciful to the whole world, that we may be gathered into the unity of faith. And may we labor to devote ourselves wholly to thy service and cultivate brotherly concord among ourselves until we shall at length enjoy that eternal inheritance which has been obtained for us by the blood of thy only begotten Son. Amen.
My section is Baptist Forebears' Prayers. Our reluctance to write prayers today is a historic tradition. I have chosen Adoniram Judson, who was a Congregationalist, and we like to say, after having read it like it is, he became a Baptist. In his 50th year, the malaria and imprisonment which he had suffered in years gone by sent him out on sea voyages in an attempt to strengthen his health. And also, like today, he was seeking to escape pollution. The smoke and the dust of the city gave him extensive troubles in his lungs and throat. On his first trip in 1839, after he had bid goodbye to his wife and gone on board and the ship had left, his wife gathered the children and explained to them that he might not return from this voyage. I do not have a complete prayer by Judson, just some prayer ideas, as we see the concern for family, not only for his own family, but for others, expressed in thoughts. His wife had prayer with the children for Judson and for his return. Then she penned this in a letter to him on this, while he was on this voyage. How sweet is the thought that when you go into the presence of God, you always pray for me and for our dear children. While he was on this voyage, he penned some prayer poems and sent them to his children for their use. I'd like to read two short ones, four-line prayer poems that Judson sent to his children. The first one, a prayer to Jesus. Come, dearest Savior, take my heart, and let me ne'er from thee depart. From every evil set me free, and all the glory be to thee. We're familiar with evening prayers, and this is one that he sent to his children for a morning prayer. My waking thoughts I raise to thee, who through the night hast guarded me. Keep me this day from every ill, and help me, Lord, to do thy will. Judson came to America, but during the time that he was here, his throat bothered him so much he was not able to speak publicly, or not at any length at all. He traveled up and down the land to see the many people, to visit the many churches. In the book written of his life by his son Edward, there is a statement that he got closer to the people in private, in homes, than he did in churches because of his throat problem. And it said that in many households his prayers at family altars were cherished as precious benedictions. And then his son Edward penned this line, a part of a prayer in the home of Gardiner Colby of Boston in 1846. May they and their children and their children's children in every generation to the end of time follow each other in uninterrupted succession through the gates of glory. What a tremendous prayer. He takes the family present there and the family to be and seeks to bind them all together in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Malcolm Bowen has written several prayers in his book entitled, Are You Running With Me, Jesus? And I'd like to read one of them to you at this time. And as you know, Malcolm Bowen is today. Lord, we know you love this world that you created and redeemed. We who stand in the world offer ourselves and our society for your blessing and healing. We confess that we have failed to love as you did. We have been socially unjust, and our society is imperfect, fragmented, and sometimes sick to death. Teach us your ways in the world and in this life which we share together. Don't let us restrict you to a narrow ghetto labeled religion, but lead us to worship you in the fullness of life as the Lord of politics, economics, and the arts. Give us light to seek true morality, not in narrow legalisms, but in sacrifice and open responsibility. Show us how to express our love for you in very specific human service to other men. Lord, change our hearts from hearts of stone to hearts of flesh, and let us give thanks to you for all of life. Prayer is important in our daily lives. It is a fuel to our vehicle of life. It is a rudder to the ship of life. Prayer is the light in the lighthouse on a dangerous shore. The often quoted definition of prayer that I've heard is communication with a higher being. In this community, we communicate with God, the higher being, the highest being, by way of his Son, Jesus Christ. I feel that we can talk with God anywhere, any place, and any time. It doesn't matter. I've known times that I have communicated with God riding in a car, in an elevator in a hospital, in a restroom, in the bed in my dorm. Any place, anywhere, anytime. Prayer is talking with God just as I'm talking right now. Prayer is talking to our best friend, Jesus. Prayer is listening, too, and finding that inner peace that you've longed for so long. Prayer means something to individuals. It meant something to the ones who prepared the prayers that we've just heard. It is my prayer that each of us find a closer communion with God through our daily prayers and times with Him. For our benediction, let us stand and bow our heads, please. This is our prayer to Thee, our Lord. Give us the strength to bear our joys and sorrows. Give us the strength never to disown the poor. Give us the strength to raise our minds high above daily trifles. And give us the strength to surrender our wills to Thy will with love. Amen.